All right, let's jump into another deep dive. We're tackling some of the biggest names in tech today, companies you definitely know, but we're going deeper than just the headlines. We really want to understand those moves that are, making the headlines and figure out why they actually matter to you as an individual. So today we've got a list of companies that's pretty diverse. We're going to be looking at GameStop. We've got Robinhood, Marathon Digital, SoFi, Meta, Microsoft, Coinbase, and of course, Amazon. I mean, talk about a range, right? You've got kind of those established giants and then some real up-and-comers that are shaking things up. Now, doing the research for this, there were a few things that really jumped out at me. Like, for example, GameStop. I mean, they're going all in on this NFT strategy, which, is it a legitimate way to kind of reinvent themselves? Or are they just chasing the latest trend? We're gonna have to dig into that. And then you've got Robinhood. Man, they've been facing so much scrutiny from regulators. I think that really highlights some of the challenges that come with, when you try to innovate in the world of finance.
Yeah, you've picked a really fascinating group of companies here. I mean, you're right. Each one kind of represents some massive trend that's impacting the entire tech sector right now. And what's so interesting to me is how these trends, they're not just changing technology, right? They're changing the way we interact with the entire world, whether it's how we think about finance or gaming or even how we like define reality itself.
It's wild, isn't it? So let's start with GameStop. I mean, everyone knows them, right? But they've been making some pretty drastic changes trying to move away from those, traditional brick and mortar stores. They're really trying to focus on e-commerce. And this was the thing that kind of caught me off guard. NFTs. What do you make of this strategy?
Well, it's definitely bold. I mean, they're trying to tap into that nostalgia, right? Like everyone remembers GameStop from their childhood. But at the same time, they're jumping headfirst into this, whole world of digital collectibles. The big question is, can they actually make an NFT marketplace that's unique and valuable? I mean, they're going up against some giants out there like OpenSea. It's not going to be easy. They really need to offer something that pulls in both creators and buyers, and they need to build a real community.
So, is it about like finding their niche within the NFT market? Maybe like partnering with gaming studios to offer exclusive NFTs? I mean, they do have that connection with gamers already.
That's certainly a possibility. I imagine like exclusive content tied to, I don't know, some of the most popular game franchises out there. I mean, that could be huge. But, even then, they have to execute flawlessly and overcome this perception that they're late to the game.
That's true. It's a crowded space. Okay, so we've got GameStop, this company trying to, recapture its past glory. Now let's talk about a company that's been, let's just say, facing some heat lately, Robinhood. They burst onto the scene promising to, democratize finance. But their payment for order flow model, that's been causing a ton of controversy. Is it really as bad as some people make it out to be?
Yeah, payment for order flow, that's a tricky one. It's a complex issue. I mean, on the one hand, it lets them offer commission-free trading, which honestly has opened up investing to so many people who couldn't afford it before. But it also raises those concerns about conflicts of interest. Is Robinhood really prioritizing its users, or are they just trying to, make as much profit as possible?
Right. So it's kind of like, disruption comes with unintended consequences sometimes. We often think of regulation as a barrier to innovation, but in cases like this, maybe it's necessary to ensure fairness, protect investors.
Exactly. And the decisions from these regulatory inquiries, they're going to have a massive impact, not just on Robinhood's business model, but on the future of, all these commission-free trading
Not
platforms.
sure. Okay, so Robinhood is dealing with a very volatile regulatory landscape, especially in finance. And speaking of volatile landscapes, let's shift gears to Marathon Digital and their big bet on Bitcoin mining. Now, they're really pushing this idea of using renewable energy sources to power their operations. What do you think of that strategy?
Well, it's definitely a smart move given all the attention on the environmental impact of, Bitcoin mining in general.
Right.
By positioning themselves as this green Bitcoin miner, they're trying to attract a certain type of investor, right? The ones who are really focused on sustainability. It's a way to differentiate themselves in a really crowded market.
So their success is still tied to the price of Bitcoin, obviously, but they're also making a bet on like this growing importance of sustainability.
Exactly. And their commitment to renewable energy, that could be a real selling point. But the question remains, is it enough to offset, the inherent energy consumption of Bitcoin mining? It's a bold experiment for sure, and the whole industry is watching to see how it plays out.
Absolutely. All right, so from the world of cryptocurrency, let's move to a company that wants to be your like one-stop shop for all things finance. SoFi. I mean, they've been expanding like crazy. They offer loans, investments, banking, even crypto trading now. Is this like all-in-one approach really a recipe for success, or are they spreading themselves too thin?
I think SoFi is tapping into something really interesting here. There's this desire, especially among younger generations, for a financial experience that's, streamlined, digital first. And that bank charter they acquired, that gives them so much flexibility. But you're right, the question is, can they really be excellent in all these different areas? They're going up against some massive financial institutions, institutions that have, decades of experience and a lot of resources.
So how do they compete? What's their edge?
They have to differentiate themselves. I mean, the fintech market is already crowded, so they need to offer unique features, build a strong brand, and most importantly, they need to create a seamless user experience, something that keeps people coming back for more.
It's like they're trying to be the, I don't know, like the lifestyle brand of finance.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Okay, so we've talked about companies trying to reinvent themselves, companies navigating regulations. Now let's talk about a company that's trying to, well, reshape our entire experience of reality. Meta, formerly known as Facebook. They've gone all in on the metaverse, pouring billions into VR and AR technology. I mean, is this just hype? Or are we really on the verge of a fundamental shift in how we interact online?
Well, Meta's betting big on this idea that the future of the internet is immersive, experiential. They envision a world where we work, play, socialize, all in these interconnected virtual spaces. It's a bold vision, but it's still very early days.
I can see the appeal, I guess, like attending virtual concerts from anywhere in the world. Or collaborating with colleagues in, a 3D environment, but it also raises some pretty big concerns about privacy and data security. If we're spending more time in these immersive worlds, won't companies be collecting even more data about us?
You're absolutely right. That's a critical consideration. Meta's going to have to be very transparent about how they're handling user data in these new digital landscapes. The metaverse has the potential to be revolutionary, but it has to be built on a foundation of trust and ethical data practices.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's fascinating, but potentially risky, for sure. Okay, so we've got Meta reaching for the future, but then you've got Microsoft. They've kind of flown under the radar a bit, but they've been quietly becoming a powerhouse. They're constantly growing, adapting. I mean, their cloud platform, Azure, it's dominant, and they made some huge acquisitions like LinkedIn and potentially Activision Blizzard, though that one's facing some hurdles. What's the secret to their enduring success?
I think Microsoft has been incredibly good at adapting to changing market conditions. They transitioned from being primarily a software company to a cloud computing giant, but they've also maintained a strong presence in gaming and other sectors.
But with great size comes, well, scrutiny. They're a target for antitrust regulators. Like that Activision Blizzard deal, it's facing pushback because people are worried about, too much consolidation in the gaming industry.
That's right. Microsoft, like all these tech giants, they're facing this balancing act. They need to innovate, but they also need to play by the rules. Their future success really depends on how well they navigate this, increasingly complex landscape.
Absolutely. All right, and finally, we come to the king of e-commerce. Amazon, they've pretty much conquered online retail. But they're not stopping there, are they? They have AWS, their cloud computing platform. They're producing original content. And get this, they're even making moves into healthcare. Is there anything Amazon can't do?
I mean, their ambition is incredible. They're constantly pushing boundaries and disrupting entire industries.
But that kind of dominance, it attracts criticism too, right? There are concerns about their labor practices, their impact on competition. Do you think that will eventually catch up with them?
It's definitely something they need to address. There's growing concern about, how they treat their workers and whether they're stifling competition.
So how they respond to those concerns, that's going to be critical to their long-term success.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've seen companies trying to reinvent themselves, companies wrestling with regulation, and companies pushing the boundaries of what's even possible with technology.
And in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to get even more specific. We'll look at the challenges and opportunities for each of these companies in much greater detail.
Sounds good. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the deep dive. We've kind of set the stage, looked at the big picture for these tech giants, but now I think it's time to, roll up our sleeves and really get into the nitty-gritty, the specifics that really make these companies tick. So we were talking about GameStop and their, their big push into NFTs, and I'm curious, Beyond just trying to, leverage that existing customer base of gamers, how realistic is it for them to actually compete with those giants that are already in the NFT space?
Well, it all comes back to differentiation, doesn't it? Can they actually offer something unique? A value proposition that pulls users away from, the open seas of the world. Maybe they could double down on NFTs that are specifically designed for gamers. Think in-game items, virtual land tied to like popular franchises, maybe even digital collectibles that, represent iconic gaming moments.
So really creating their own little corner of the NFT market, that makes sense. Okay, let's talk more about Robinhood's payment for order flow model. I mean, it's sparked so much debate, and obviously, it benefits them. But is there an argument to be made that it actually helps their users too?
Well, their argument is that it allows them to offer, commission-free trading, which, like we said, has opened up investing to a whole new audience. The counter-argument, of course, is that investors might be getting slightly worse prices for their trades because of it, and that could potentially offset any savings they get from those zero commissions.
So it's kind of a trade-off then, lower barriers to entry, but maybe some compromises on, the quality of the trades themselves. It'll be interesting to see how regulators ultimately weigh those factors. Okay, let's move on to Marathon Digital. They're trying to, make Bitcoin mining more sustainable. How are they actually approaching this, and how does it compare to like what other mining companies are doing?
Well, they're putting a lot of resources into using renewable energy sources for the mining operations. They've been securing locations for their data centers near wind and solar farms, really trying to, minimize their dependence on fossil fuels. Some of their competitors are starting to do the same, but many are still reliant on those, traditional energy
Well,
sources.
they're really positioning themselves as a leader in that, in that movement toward greener Bitcoin mining.
Exactly. And I think that could be a huge advantage for them as, more and more investors are looking at those ESG factors.
Okay, let's shift gears again, talk about SoFi. They want be, your one-stop shop for all things finance, but isn't that kind of what traditional banks are already trying to do? How can SoFi actually stand out in that crowded market?
Yeah, that's the challenge, right? I think the difference is that, traditional banks, they often have this reputation for being, slow moving, bureaucratic, especially when it comes to adopting new technologies. SoFi, on the other hand, they're digital first. They can move much faster, be more agile, and they can offer a more personalized and user-friendly experience. Think, integrated budgeting tools, financial education resources, maybe even some social elements to their platform. It's about creating a more holistic financial ecosystem.
Interesting. It's almost like they're trying to be like the lifestyle brand of finance.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, let's get back to Meta and the metaverse. We talked about the risks, but what are the potential upsides? I mean, if they actually managed to pull this off, what could it look like?
The possibilities are really quite mind-blowing. Imagine attending a virtual conference from anywhere in the world, collaborating with colleagues on projects in, these immersive 3D environments, even visiting like historical landmarks that have been recreated digitally. The metaverse could revolutionize so many things: education, entertainment, healthcare.
Yeah, I can see that. Breaking down those geographical barriers, creating new forms of social interaction. But it's also a massive gamble, right? What are some of the biggest hurdles they need to overcome to make this vision a reality?
Well, first and foremost, the user experience has to be amazing. It can't just be a novelty. It has to be truly compelling and intuitive. Second, they have to address those privacy and data security concerns head-on. People need to feel like their data is safe in these new digital environments. And finally, they need to convince developers and content creators to, build for the metaverse, create a thriving ecosystem that attracts users.
A lot of moving parts there.
Definitely.
Okay, let's talk about Microsoft. They might not be as, flashy as Meta, but they've been incredibly successful. What are some of their, their biggest strengths, and what are the challenges they face as they continue to grow?
Well, one of their biggest strengths is their diversified business model. They have a dominant cloud platform with Azure, a strong gaming division with Xbox, and of course, their suite of productivity tools that are used by, businesses everywhere.
But with that size, I mean, they're huge. Doesn't that also come with the risk of becoming, complacent? How do they stay innovative and avoid becoming too, I don't know, too bureaucratic?
That's the challenge for any large organization, right? They need to foster a culture of experimentation, encourage risk-taking, even within, a large corporate structure. And they need to be open to making acquisitions and partnerships that allow them to, stay ahead of the curve.
Speaking of acquisitions, their attempt to buy Activision Blizzard hasn't exactly been smooth sailing. Do you think that antitrust scrutiny is a major threat to their future growth?
It's definitely a factor they need to take seriously. Regulators are definitely more wary of big tech's power these days. Microsoft's going to have to be very careful to demonstrate that their acquisitions benefit consumers and that they promote competition, not stifle it.
It's a tightrope walk, for sure. Okay, last but not least, let's circle back to Amazon. They're known for their e-commerce dominance, of course. But their cloud computing arm, AWS, I mean, that's a massive revenue generator for them. Is that really the key to their future success?
AWS has been a game changer for them, no doubt. It gives them a very steady stream of revenue, and it's positioned them as, you know, a leader in the cloud computing market. But they can't afford to become complacent, right? They need to continue innovating, expanding into new areas, which they've already started doing with content creation and healthcare.
But that expansion has also brought them a lot of criticism. How do they balance those, you know, growth ambitions with the need to address concerns about, like, their labor practices, their impact on competition?
That's the big question for Amazon, isn't it? They need to find a way to grow responsibly, prioritizing, you know, the well-being of their employees, fostering a fair and competitive marketplace. If they don't, they risk alienating customers and inviting even more scrutiny from regulators.
It seems like a balancing act for a lot of these companies, right?
Yeah.
This tension between innovation, regulation, public perception, social responsibility.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here. And the final part of our deep dive, we're going to step back and look at the long-term implications of all these trends. What does it all mean for the future of the tech industry as a whole? Welcome back to the Deep Dive one last time. You know, we've really gone on a journey here, exploring the strategies, the challenges, the possible futures of these eight tech companies. I mean, it's pretty amazing to see how much influence they have, right? How they're shaping the world around us. So I'm curious, as we kind of, you know, step back and look at the big picture, what are some of those key takeaways, the things that'll really stick with you?
Well, one thing that just jumped out at me is the speed, the sheer speed of change in this industry. We've seen companies like, you know, GameStop. They're trying to completely reinvent themselves. It's a reminder that, I don't know, even those established players,
they can't afford to stand still.
It's like adapt or die, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even when companies are growing super fast, you know, like Robinhood,
right,
they can still run into those regulatory hurdles. It seems like finding that balance, that sweet spot between, you know, disruption and compliance, that's going to be crucial for any tech company moving forward.
I think you're absolutely right. Regulation, it's often seen as, you know, the enemy of innovation, but it's so important for making sure there's fair competition, for protecting consumers, and honestly, for just maintaining trust in these markets.
Makes sense. Another thing that really stood out to me was, you know, this growing emphasis on sustainability, especially in areas like Bitcoin mining, which, you know, uses a ton of energy.
Yeah.
Marathon Digital, they're betting big on renewable energy sources. And that's a sign, I think, that investors are really starting to prioritize those ESG factors. Environmental, social, governance. It's not just about profits anymore. It's about impact.
Companies have to show that they care about more than just the bottom line.
Exactly.
And of course, we can't forget about, you know, those ethical considerations, especially with technologies like the metaverse.
Right.
I mean, Meta's vision, it's exciting, sure. But it also raises all those questions about privacy, data security, even the nature of reality itself.
Yeah, it really makes you think, doesn't it? Technology, it's a tool. And it can be used for good or for bad. As we, you know, move into these uncharted territories like the metaverse, we have to be having those conversations about the potential consequences. We have to make sure that these technologies are being developed responsibly.
That's a great point. So looking ahead, what are some trends that you think we should be paying attention to?
Well, I think we're going to see even more consolidation in the tech industry. Those big companies are going to keep getting bigger, acquiring smaller players, you know, to gain access to new technologies, to expand their market share.
It's almost like a game of chess, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah. These tech giants are making strategic moves, trying to position themselves for dominance.
What else is on the horizon?
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
AI is going to continue to transform, well, pretty much every industry. Healthcare, transportation, finance. We're going to see AI-powered tools that automate tasks, personalize experiences. It's going to unlock a whole new level of efficiency and innovation.
That's exciting, but also a little bit, you know, intimidating. How can people keep up?
The key is to stay informed, be adaptable. You have to keep learning new skills, be open to change. be willing to, you know, step outside your comfort zone.
It's all about having that growth mindset.
Exactly. The future belongs to the curious, the adaptable, the people who are ready to embrace all the possibilities that technology brings.
So as we wrap up our deep dive here, what's the one thing you really hope our listeners will take away from this conversation?
I hope they'll feel empowered, not overwhelmed. Technology can be complex, for sure, but it's also incredibly exciting. I think by understanding those key trends, those challenges, we can all be more informed participants in this digital world we're creating.
That's a great way to put it. That's what the deep dive is all about, right? Helping you make sense of this complex world of tech. We want you to feel confident navigating this, you know, ever-changing digital landscape. So we hope you enjoyed this exploration. Keep diving deep into those topics that spark your curiosity. Until next time, stay curious,